Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. Tomorrow night is Halloween. For the folks in the Northeast, of course, it will be a sketchy night for a lot of kids. Many others will be out having a good time. But we do send our best wishes to everyone who was impacted by that. The idea of Halloween is an interesting holiday. It is, of course, I guess, originally rooted in the history of Old England. We know the story somewhat. Here to talk about Halloween and black magic and other such related subjects is our Tim Refat, who got up early in the morning to spend a little time with us. Hello, Tim, and welcome back. Happy Halloween.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. As I say, my business is dealing in black magic and the supernatural. That's why I've got supernaturalspirit.com, which is duplicated on mindovermatter.ru, which is a website dedicated to exploring the real secrets behind black magic and Satanism. And Halloween's very interesting in that it's the Christmas for Satanists, in that it originally comes from the Celtic, when it was basically the door on the light on summer being closed and the door to winter opening. And in fact, when the door to the underworld, the world of supernatural spirits and the dead, was opened. And of course, there was always, with the Druids, sacrifices of victims who were slaughtered on stone altars or tied to trees, because the trees, according to shamans, are gateways to the lowest levels of the underworld. And if you read Castaneda's books, old shamans, their deepest secrets were dealing with the underworlds and the other realms, as we call them, the supernatural realms, which of course have been taken over by Hollywood. And of course, that doesn't mean that these practices, these old technologies, are not being used. It's just that the general public have been tricked into, of their own free will, worshipping satanic spirits on Halloween, while the elite, who are all glued together by their worship of black magic, get on with their sacrifices and occult rituals behind closed doors on October the 31st.
What goes on in England on Halloween? How do the English children observe this this odd holiday? This it is a very dark holiday.
It's a holiday to worship.
It's satanic Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It's satanic Christmas. So they all dress up in witches' outfits or ghouls' outfits. Or
well, they celebrate
outfits.
Death, Tim. That's what they're doing.
No, they're not celebrating death, are they? They're celebrating supernatural spirits and satanic spirits, unclean spirits, as they say in the Bible. So it is actually, as you say, satanic Christmas. So, of course, you can see that the Scottish Rite Freemasons, who believe that they are the descendants of the Knights Templar, who use their satanic practices to become the bankers of Christendom and make themselves fabulously rich. And, of course, all the Freemasons who follow the Scottish Rite Freemason and Kabbalah rituals, which get more and more satanic as you go up the Freemasonic tree, as more and more is revealed to you, all of these practices are writ large on Halloween. So it's one giant celebration of black magic and Satan, which, as I say, is a wonderful achievement for those in the West who, of course, are Satanists. And we know that the British royal family are devout Satanists. The Queen's cousin, the Duke of Kent, runs worldwide Freemasonry. We know Freemasonry is dedicated to Satan and does all these occult ritual magic and Kabbalistic rituals, and they get more and more satanic and debased as you go up the Kabbalistic tree, and as you go up the Freemasonic levels, you practice more and more satanic rituals, until eventually when you get in above the Freemasons to the 13 levels of the Illuminati, we're into having child sacrifices, child torture, murder, paedophilia, the Jimmy Savile stuff, but with robes on and all the occult paraphernalia. The Eyes Wide Shut stuff, the film with Tom Cruise, that's the upper levels of Freemasonry, where they have all these orgies which are dedicated to Bacchus, the god of wine and drink, and to Pan, the god of orgies. But once you get to the Illuminati levels, which Clinton and the Rothschilds and the royal family and the like are into, then that's all about child sacrifice and bestiality, which, of course, we know that sodomy of babies and boy children was the core competency of the Knights Templar. And we know that Diana, Princess of Wales, talked about going to one of these satanic rituals to her psychic. It was all taped, and these tapes were then given to David Icke. And David Icke has these tapes, which actually are the documentation of what Diana saw when she went to one of these upper-level satanic rituals. So what glues together the highest level of the West, the Jewish bankers, the British royal family, the Rothschilds, the Clintons, you know,
the Bushes,
according to David Icke, Hillary Clinton is into forced rape of women because she's a bull dyke lesbian, according to some of his research, etc., etc. You get the general feel. But Halloween, of course, is the most important day of the year for a black magician, in that you can open naturally, the earth has cycles, and that the gateway to the world of the dead opens, and the gateway to supernatural spirits opens. So if you're into possession technology, which of course, like in the Hollywood film The Key, where you swap souls, or Angel Heart, which of course is about swapping souls and trying to cheat Lucifer, which of course has been shown on Halloween by Channel 4, Film 4. These technologies of switching, of possession, are best practiced on Halloween. Because, of course, the doorway is open, so if you want to rip a soul out of a body and put another one in, that's the time to do it. Or, for example, if you want to drive someone mad with an evil spirit, as the Bible talks about possession, for example, getting someone to be driven mad and suicide, then the inception of the possessing spirit or demon into the person, of course, is best done before Halloween, and then you do the ritual, which might take days or weeks or years even. But of course, if you wish to put evil spirits into humans, the optimum day is Halloween 2012, because of course 2012 is when the planet changes from pointing away from the galactic center to the galactic center. So, of course, it's giant change in the alignment of the planet. And, of course, if you wish to change the spirit that inhabits a human or the human race and put in another one, something diabolical, then, of course, Halloween 2012 is the big day. Let's call it the unique Halloween of Halloweens, when, of course, if you wish to put in unclean spirits into human bodies to possess them, to drive your enemies mad so they suicide, you've had guests on who've had spouses who've suicided from hallucinations and black magic attack. This technology is best done around Halloween, and if you want to do it to the human race, for example, to possess the Israelis to attack Iran, to possess the Iranians to make Cobalt 60 and drop it all over the West, what you would call strategic geopolitical possession on a grand scale, you'd have to be doing the ritual for years or decades beforehand.
Hold on, Tim, right there. Hang on just a sec. We're
going to
take a break
tomorrow.
All right, we'll come right back with Tim Riefat, live from England, in just a couple of minutes. Okay, talking to Tim about black magic, evil spirits, Halloween. This is a whole realm of reality that few people ever come face to face with. Now, what's odd about it is it's passed off as fiction, entertainment, and all the rest of it, and yet it is literally penetrating and permeating the very fabric of society. Darkness, death, all kinds of evil. And it is celebrated by people who ought to know better, but they've been brought up on a diet of this stuff, and they've lost their way. They've become, in fact, part of the problem. Now, you told me something about, I guess, five books, something like that. Tell us about those books.
About which books, Jeff?
The book you said was a quintet of books, a fifth book, something like that. There were a series of five books. What was it called?
Were you talking about Shades of Grey, which is getting...
Grey, yes.
Three books, a trilogy, which is the leading book sensation sold when I saw the Channel 4 program about a month ago. At that date, it had sold 21 million copies.
Now, that's amazing. A bestseller is 50,000 copies. Now a bestseller can be 10,000 copies. This sold 21 million copies, and the pass-along rate from that is probably double that. So what is this book all about?
It's about a young woman who's introduced to a very rich man, who then trains her how to be his sex slave.
This is a hot topic, yes? Uh-huh. 21 million copies. Great.
Hey, and it's soon to be a Hollywood film.
Oh, even better.
Or a Hollywood set of films, yeah. And, of course, they're going to have to cut some of the raunchy bits out, otherwise it would compete with the porn industry. But the book is describes all of bondage, discipline, SM, where you actually train women to be chained and tied up, where you whip them, beat them, etc.
And all manner of violation, obviously. Okay, we don't.
No. Channel 4 were keen to tell us that. Because they had the authoress on, there's no whining and dining, and there's no drinking of blood, which, of course, is done by the.
I see.
So it's
the real bad people.
Those bits are kept out, but thorough thrashings, loads of sodomy and fellatio, mm-hmm. and all the masochistic.
All right. Well, the okay. Evil in personified.
No, this is standard mainstream
entertainment
programming. For the new young women, because humans are wetware, they're programmable, mm-hmm. and of course the mistake of the general population is to think that occultists like myself and the Rothschilds and the royal family aren't practicing black magic, and remember, black magic is all about at the very least, controlling wetware. And of course, humans, which I call wetware, run programming. And the subject of occultism on one of its primary bases is to possess with supernatural spirits, which can be dark energy matter. I call them dark energy matter. The Rothschilds would call them supernatural spirits, the Goetia, the Enochian spirits, etc., etc. And of course, so you then weaken the human soul and spirit, and you weaken the programming in the brain, so you water down the educational system. You make sure that the soul is not thought of as anything but fiction. So, for example, if you've got something, if you've got a left arm and you're told your left arm doesn't exist for all of your life and it's paralyzed, then, of course, you'll find that the majority of people won't be able to use their left arm. And same with the soul. The soul, we tell the human race that the soul doesn't exist. It's just fiction. You never can experience your soul, and therefore, when an occultist like myself or the Rothschilds or mm-hmm. The Queen mm-hmm. Wants to rip your soul out of your body, put in an evil spirit or in my case, a psychotronic generator energy field made by psychotronic generators to actually take over your wetware like a virus or a worm, or basically a whole new algorithmic programming machine code, then of course it's child's play, because of course the education system has trained humans to be possessible, and of course with occultism, the only roadblock to putting in something else is the soul, and if you vitiate the soul by Western programming, and if you get them to practice Halloween, where, of course, of their own free will, they are involved in a practice which is giving their soul away through the doorway, which opens on Halloween, to supernatural spirits or occultists, magi, and in return getting possessed by a supernatural spirit, or in my case, psychotronically generated biophysical sequestration programs, we simply have the trick or treat, which is you can think of it as an exchange. The trick is the evil given by the occultist to the victim so that their sins are not suffered by themselves, and the good things that were going to come to the victim are given away by the treat. So trick and treat is the essential aspect of the ritual. The good things are taken away mm-hmm. from the general population and given to the occultist, be it the Rothschilds, the Queen, or Ipsissimi, like myself. And in return, our sins, you know, we kill lots of people, we sacrifice them. I do it remotely, so, you know, I just possess them and get them to kill each other or suicide. But the Rothschilds and the Queen, of course, being lower levels, have to actually take them away to hidden places and slit their throats. But same thing. But, of course, there's a karmic load, a debt to that, and that, of course, is given by the the trick. So you can see it's an exchange ritual. So the whole of the web
is actually
writing on a contract by doing Halloween that they agreed to this. They don't realize that, but that's not their problem. It's the small print.
I was going to ask you about that. It sounds like a contract. Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk more about this in just a minute.
By having the Halloween, they signed the contract.
Got it. All right, very good. Back with Tim in a minute. Okay, and back with Tim, talking about the dark side of Halloween, which, of course, is a major commercial bonanza for sugar and poison makers. Not much difference there. And kiddie costume makers, all made in Halloween China sweatshops and other third world countries. I don't know when it was, Tim, that this country passed over the line of commercialism from actually celebrating, folk events annually. But it happened, and when it happened, it got to be real big. Now, on the heels of the financial aspect of it, we have the reality of evil underlying the truth of Halloween. The idea of a trick-or-treat is a contract signing, I guess, isn't it, so to speak? Tell us a little more about that.
Exactly, the occultist gives their debt away to the population, and the population give them all the good things that would have happened in their life. And you can actually see that writ large in that the Jewish bankers in America have taken away the American people's good future, and instead of that, dumped penury and misery on them, and the Jewish bankers have elevated themselves to princes who basically can afford any number of mansions, yachts, any number of women, who now are being trained in the Knights Templar way, which is that the Knights Templar way has nothing to do with having sex with a woman coitally. It's all to do with sodomy, because the Knights Templar way of having sex was always sodomy and fellatio. So, of course, this goes back to Manichaeism and the Cathars, where a cultist, you don't want to imbibe in the sex act which produces children. You actually imbibe in the sex act for power. You take magic power out of the person you have sex with to add to your occult power. And of course, dominating them, making them your slave, beating them, and sodomizing them, and forced fellatioing, etc., which they all then agree to, is another contract where basically the woman or the man, because you can train men into the same way of doing things, which is common in Britain, because remember, most of the occultists in Britain are homosexual. That energy from form of sex isn't being used to make children. Its only aim is, with SM, is that the masochist gives their energy to the sadist, and as an occultist, where it's all about getting energy, that is the way forward. So you can actually see that occultism is taking over the West, and it's slowly been introduced into all things. And now, of course, the sex act has to be changed so that the rich or super rich, because remember, if you're poor, you can't afford to have your own harem of masochistic slaves, sex slaves. But if you're rich, then, of course, you'll be getting loads of women and, of course, gay men who are willing to become your slaves. And, of course, as we well know, a lot of the super rich are, if not all of them, in fact, are always introduced to occultism. The Eyes Wide Shut stuff, which Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were in, and if they're up to that, then they could go on to the next step, which of course is the snuff type, paedophile type stuff, which Jimmy Savile was just the tip of the iceberg. And of course, we know that the Prime Minister's office was running a paedophile ring. We're not told which Prime Minister. So of course, this stuff, you might think it's just sexual depravity, but as an occultist, we're into taking energy off the general population and dumping our sins onto the general population. And Halloween, of course, is this Halloween is the culmination of the Antichrist, in that the doorway to the underworld, the world of the dead, is supposed to be opened so wide, or in this case, blown off its hinges, that the spirit that is the Antichrist can come through and possess the human race in order to bring about the apocalypse and the New World Order. And of course, one can think of the superstorm which is hitting New York, etc., as the gateway to the underworld, in that in occult texts, the spirit, the dreaming body, the soul projected in modern-day parlance, the remote viewing body that has been so energized to become corporeal, mm-hmm. the occultists call it the dreaming body, shamans call it the other, remote viewers call it bilocation. It always comes with wind, a vortex. So in fact, you can think of the superstorm, which is a gigantic storm, as the coming of the other, the dreaming body, or the bilocation event of a remote viewer, not of one single remote viewer, but actually as the archetype of the Antichrist, which is going to bring Armageddon. And we know that if you look on the Earth, think of it having power spots. The death spot on the Earth is over North America. So having the Antichrist coming through the doorway, which mm-hmm. is a superstorm, to actually inject itself into the North American population via the deaths and the fear. Remember, you've had massive fear in America because of the nuclear reactor that went on the blink. So you had people starting to get fearful.
People live in constant fear here all the time. Hold on, we have to take a break. We'll come right back with Tim. Fear is the whole MO of control. That's what the church does. You're going to go to hell. Remember that? That's the original MO of fear at work. All right, back in a minute. Okay, let's get right back to Tim. Let's bring this down to a ground level where more people can grab onto it, Tim. It's a little eclectic at times. The idea of ritualizing and celebrating evil and darkness and all the rest of it is being now manifested in the popular book press, 21 million copies of this book, which of course...
Yeah, Shades of Grey, if you want to go out and buy it.
No.
So if you're a nice-looking young female, go out and buy it and train yourself up for rich people.
That's part of a whole campaign to subvert good on the planet.
Then we've got Harry Potter, which of course has been indoctrinating children to become interested in witchcraft and black magic.
And
the Harry Potter books, eight films worth. So of course that's been seminal in getting the now young adults to be receptive to occultists. They'll find that occultists don't by definition train up young witches and warlocks or wizards and sorceresses. We just use them as cannon fodder, just suck them dry and then boot them out, because if you're going to reach the top of the occult tree, then you don't share your secrets, and if you do share your secrets, then you make sure that what you're giving them, as Crowley did in his books, is wrong, so when they practice them, they're actually, like in Halloween, signing a contract where they give you all the good stuff, and you get all the and they get all the karmic rubbish that you've got. So you can actually see there's a general training of the population. We've got loads more occult films coming out about possession and the paranormal, and we're learning to love the vampire with the Twilight films, and in fact vampirism is alive and kicking. You don't have to grow fangs and bite people on the neck. Occultism is all about sucking the energy out of a victim to make yourself super powerful in order to extend your life and give yourself greater abilities. And we know from the Stargate program with the American remote viewers that they all suffered from lack of energy, which of course made their paranormal exploits non-duplicable. Sometimes they could do miraculous things, but they couldn't repeat them ad nauseum. And an occultist, of course, wants to repeat miraculous things constantly. So you have to learn how to suck energy out of victims, which is vampirism, and or gain access to psychotronic generators, which in the past were called grail stones, which of course enable the occultist to use the ley lines, the energy system of the planet, to do their magic. Stonehenge, of course, was a energy grid. The guy who trained me from the occult branch of MI6, Colin Bloy, had a grail stone with which he could interact with the ley line system of the planet. I built myself a duplicate of his grail stone. So as I say, all these things are passed down from magus to the trainee, the spiritual son. But of course, it's a one-to-one. So all these young people now who are in their 20s, who've seen the Harry Potter films and are looking around and reading occult books, none of them will ever reach any level. They'll just be sucked dry, and the pretty ones may be lucky enough to become the sex slave of a multi-millionaire billionaire, because, of course, the occult magic is passed down from magus to one of his
Tim, how does this tie in with human trafficking?
Well, in fact, when you go to the Illuminati level, above the Freemasons, the constant use of young people for sex and for slaughter is useful, in that young people have got the best form of energy. It hasn't degraded. Think of a battery. You want to buy a battery before it's been used for heavy duty. So children basically have got the most energy if you want to suck them dry as a vampire. And remember this Dr. Faustus, who was a Freemason and actually wrote the Freemasonic rituals for the German branch of the Freemasons, from which the Rothschilds appeared. sold his soul to supernatural spirits, who then gave him financial power, gave him money, allowed they manipulated reality to get him what he wanted, be it sex slaves or loads of money, and in return he had to give them their soul. But if you've got children and you say make a deal with these supernatural spirits, demons, unclean spirits, whatever you want to call them, think of them, you can call them interdimensionals or extra dimensionals or both. Mm-hmm. Instead of giving you my soul, I'll give you the soul of X number of children who I'll ritually bugger and butcher. Then they agree, because of course that's a much better food stuff, but remember, the soul of an occultist is highly developed because they've been feeding themselves with energy, so you can't simply exchange one little girlie or boy for your soul and get these supernatural spirits to work for you. You have to constantly give them loads of young children who have got the highest form of energy, because an occultist like myself might have an energy body which is orders of magnitude larger than a normal person, so you'd have to constantly feed them thousands of children in order to keep them satisfied, so that they would do your bidding. So that's why you see around Britain and in Europe these underground satanic temples where young children are either bred by Satanist women or kidnapped and then ritually abused in order to become possessed, or ritually slaughtered in order to act as a nice treat to supernatural spirits. And if, like myself, you're a cult remote viewer, you can project your remote viewing body, you can bilocate into their realms, and you'll find that the heart of the young child is a delicacy to these supernatural spirits, because of course the heart is the energy center, and of course the energy can then be eaten, ingested. So you find that these intradimensional, extradimensionals, or supernatural spirits, in fact, feed off young children, be they being ritually abused or ritually slaughtered, or both. And you can actually see that it's to allow the Dr. Faustus contract to give yourself material power without selling your souls. You just sell the souls of other people in order to do that. And any child that has been involved in Halloween has actually signed the contract, so of their own free will, they're then able to be processed by the supernatural spirits, because they've signed on the dotted line by doing their Halloween rituals. So if you're going to go around slaughtering children and their children, you need them to do Halloween rituals where they actually sign the contract, so they agree to it. So you can see that Halloween has a deeper, darker significance
it's popping
the highest
up.
Levels of occultists, who want the power of Dr. Faustus. Read Goethe in the English if you want to read about it, because most of your young listeners won't have known about Dr. Faustus. But basically, he signs his soul away for temporal power, and after 7 years, he has to give his soul to them, and he's dragged off screaming into the underworld. But of course, occultists evolve. So why give away your soul when you can butcher people or butcher children? And that, of course, then pays the supernatural spirits for doing your bidding and gives you, for example, material power, so that the general population is mesmerized into giving you quadrillions of dollars, like the Jewish bankers. And not only are you not locked up or punished for it, but you're patted on the back and given bonuses and all the good things in the world, while the general population becomes penurized, homeless, and then is forced into World War III, where they are ritually tortured to death by whatever events happen. So you can actually see that the superstorm, which is the gateway to the underworld, which is opening up over America, is the manifestation of the doorway to the dead, which of course reaches its height on 2012. The Halloween 2012 is the day when you can blow the door off its hinges, allow the supernatural spirits and the Antichrist to come through, and then of course the human population will be so possessed that they'll go into a rabid frenzy. Israel will attack Iran. Iran will cover America and Britain and Israel with Cobalt 60, etc., etc., etc. But of course, why do people do things that are self-suicidal? Why does the West self-immolate? It doesn't. It's actually possessed by a gigantic black magic ritual where the population is possessed by evil spirits to create the apocalypse, and you can only do that on a grand scale. The only time when you can induce apocalypse is Halloween 2012. So that is the most important day in human history if you're a black magic occultist who wants to, for example, sell the whole human race into extinction, or at least hell on earth, and in return you get all the good things they would have got, so you can achieve demigodhood, or if you do it properly, godhood. So as I say, the superstorm is a wonderful sign that the technology is working. You can read about vortexes and storms on my website, just showing that the apocalypse, occult-wise, is running true to plan. All the occult engineering has worked perfectly, and now, if it works starting November, which is the 11th month, the death month, we should be getting a frenzy of possession in the Israeli population to attack Iran, frenzied non-stop evil spirits working through the Israelis to attack Iran, and then Bob's your uncle, we're off to the races. So you can actually see this Halloween, if it does work properly according to Satanism, or in fact more correctly Lucifericism, will start the real world manifestation of World War III.
All right, well, we'll see. Thanks for the discourse. Very interesting. It is
and thanks,
a lot more.
For having me on. And remember, listeners, to go out and enjoy Halloween, because I'll be enjoying Halloween for you.
All right, Tim. Thanks
for having me on, Jeff. Much obliged.
All right. He's very unusual, and that was a very unusual look at the dark side, but the dark side is everywhere now. No question about that.